The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 19. Integration. When studying the security failures surrounding the terrorist attacks on September 11, experts concluded that fragmentation was one of the key culprits. The CIA, the FBI, and the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, had not been working together. As a result, vital information that might have prevented the attack slipped through the cracks. This conclusion led to the formation of Homeland Security, designed to coordinate the efforts of the different security agencies. Fragmentation of this type is a common result of old factory thinking. Each old factory focuses solely on their area of specialization and ignores other parts of the puzzle, assuming that someone else will take care of them. This is a common issue in every old factory industry, including financial services, insurance, manufacturing, retail, real estate, distribution, consumer products, and information technology. Consider Julio Milano. I met Julio following a speech I gave at MIT in Boston for their Global Entrepreneur Program. Julio operated an old factory in Colombia that sold security guard services to companies and corporations in Latin America. After hearing my speech, Julio wanted to build a new factory to provide more integrated solutions to his clients. During our big idea packaging sessions, Julio and I created a program called the Convergent Security Solution. In addition to his basic security guard services, Julio would now provide his clients with two new forms of value. To start, he would help them develop a blueprint to integrate all of their security issues into a single system. These previously fragmented security concerns include cybercrime, counterterrorism, employee theft, personal security, and data collection and analysis. With the blueprint in place, Julio would then connect his members to his network of security professionals. Like many old factory thinkers in recovery, Julio initially didn't believe his company could act as an integrator. He didn't think his company had the expertise to provide the additional services. But when he grasped the virtual structure of a new factory and the concept of a value hub, he comprehended how to do it. He would simply bring together outside experts and let them do the work. To assist him in this regard, I introduced him to one of my other members, a cybercrime consultant. She's one of the world's leading experts in the field, boasting the Pentagon as one of her clients. Going forward, Julio simply introduced her company to his members and let them do the work while pocketing a 10% referral fee. You might ask, what's stopping Julio's members from doing an end run and hiring the cybersecurity firm directly? A number of things. 1. By acting as a curator, Julio pre-qualifies the quality of each supplier. This saves the members time and effort and increases their confidence that they have a good supplier. 2. Because Julio begins with a convergent security blueprint, each supplier's work is coordinated with the activities of the other suppliers. This results in a more cohesive security system and puts all of the suppliers on the same page to the benefit of the member. In his landmark book The Turning Point, Fridtjof Capra charts how Western thought became fragmented. In the 18th century, scientists and philosophers such as Newton and Descartes visualized the universe as a machine composed of discrete parts. Everything in the universe, they postulated, could be explained by analyzing its separate parts. This way of thinking, a mechanistic worldview, became the underlying operating system of the old factory mindset. Working with this core paradigm, the impulse was to seize on a particular part of the machine and make it your specialty. This had certain advantages such as efficiency and focus, but it also had a huge flaw: fragmentation of thinking and an inability to see the big picture. Capra encourages his readers to engage in systems thinking. Instead of looking at just one part, a systems thinker contemplates the larger system and how all the parts in that system work together. Advances in science over the past 150 years, especially relativity theory and quantum physics, have supported the emergence of this kind of systems thinking in the sciences and humanities. It's now making its way into the business world with the ascendance of new factories predicated on the value of integration. In another fascinating book, How We Got to Now, author Steven Johnson explains the serendipitous origins of many great inventions such as glass, refrigeration, electric light, and chlorinated drinking water. His premise is that useful inventions emerge through the integration of previously separate components that converge at a single nexus at the same time. For example, he shows how Gutenberg's printing press converged with advances in glass blowing to set off a flurry of unexpected additional inventions. When books became commonplace, more people realized they were short-sighted, which led to the mass production of reading glasses. The optic advances made possible by the commercialization of reading glasses led to the development of microscopes and telescopes. Microscopes then led to the germ theory of disease, a cornerstone of modern medicine. Telescopes proved the heliocentric theory and led to modern space exploration. The fascinating examples in Johnson's book point to one underlying principle. The inventors of each innovation were integrators. They didn't invent things from scratch, they brought things together that had been separate. This included the invention of the electric light, the refrigerator, the automobile, the airplane, and the telephone. My wife Ginny is an inveterate integrator. As a family physician, she's practiced individual and group psychotherapy for more than 20 years. During that time, she's combined elements of Gestalt therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, into her own model called the Mindful Mood Method. Ever pragmatic, Ginny continually explores the separate fields of psychotherapy to discover if they have ingredients that can be integrated into her ever-evolving model. Her ongoing quest is to use this integrative approach to continuously improve the therapeutic outcomes achieved by her patients. You too can be an integrator. You can help your customers unify and coordinate their thinking and their actions. Unified thinking will lower their stress and give them clarity. Their actions will be more efficient and less difficult, and their lives will be more organized and enjoyable. Mark Landers, a financial advisor, created a big idea called the Simple Plan Program. He helps his members pull all of their personal and financial life together into a simple and effective system. He encourages his members to look at their whole life as an integrated system. Each part, he tells them, affects the other parts. A mess in the basement could mean a mess in their investments. A lack of insurance could lead to stress, health problems, and marital breakdown. A hectic schedule could lead to car accidents and drug abuse. Like Julio, Mark provides new factory value by acting as an integrator. Once you become an integrator, you realize that one integration leads to another integration. Ken Wilber, author of The Theory of Everything, uses the term nesting to explain this concept. From his viewpoint, each level of integration nests inside higher levels of integration. Wilber's body of work is mostly about personal development and consciousness, but it applies equally well to new factory thinking in the marketplace. Individuals and organizations that embrace the highest level of integral thinking will become the overseers of the more limited integral thinkers below them. As I will discuss later, they become the alpha networks that beta networks nest in. That's the game firms like Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, and a few others are playing right now. Each one is jockeying for position to see who can create the most dominant alpha network. That's why they keep buying up smaller networks. They are vying to create the most transcendent integrated network on the planet. Ultimately, this principle is simply practical. More integrated solutions are better. They're faster, cheaper, and easier to use. They outpace and outperform their less integrated competitors. To play this game, use the new factory thinking process. Ask, who are we trying to help? What is the big goal we can help them achieve? What is the big problem stopping them from achieving it? How can we bring together fragmented parts to provide an integrated signature solution? To optimize this strategy, you need to abandon your territorial instincts and question your egocentric ideas of separation. Consider working with your competitors or even enemies to achieve a common cause. Think beyond your industry and get involved in areas you've never dealt with. Enter realms that scare and intimidate you. And most importantly, step back and look at the big picture. Then integrate whatever parts are necessary to provide value to your members.